This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
To the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline.
And I'm Anthony.
And today we are going to start off with some NBA news, and then we're going to take it to tennis in a little bit, followed up with just some regular news around the sports world. But first and foremost, I'm pretty happy today because my Kings, our Kings, Anthony's a Kings fan, guys.
Yes.
And they beat the Cavaliers last night in overtime. So
I don't know how. Like, honestly, like,
So we're pretty excited today in the studio because, like we said, it was a pleasant surprise last night. It was nice to go to sleep on a win. The Kings defeated the Cavaliers 116-112 in Cleveland at that. So
right.
That's even better. And the Kings, they never win in overtime. So that was just great. And I just knew that once I hit overtime that I was like, oh, shoot, now we're about to lose by like 11.
Right. And
I'm sorry, guys, but truly. And so, like I said, so the Kings beat the Cavaliers in overtime, 116-112. Willie played great. DeMarcus played great, which I'm telling you, if DeMarcus decides he wants to play, it's a good day for us.
I mean, usually his thing, though, is that he'll play well. It's just the team around him stinks. Like, even now with, you know, Rudy Gay being done, like, team around him,
Rudy.
You know, the rest of the team, like Aaron Aflalo, like, they beat him last night. Congratulations. Good for you. All that stuff. But also, I mean, but, like, the rest of the team around him, like, no one, like, okay, so basically this season it's Golden State versus Cleveland, right? That's basically how this is going to go. We just have a lot of, like, little subplots in there, like, of Boston or whatever
that.
Little things like that. So it's basically just like, okay, you take DeMarcus out because, yeah, fine. Like, the Kings like having him, and the Cavaliers would take him, and the Warriors would take him, and everyone else would take him.
DeMarcus?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Outside of him, there's probably not anybody on this team that you would go to the Warriors and Cavaliers and be like, do you want them to be like, no, it's cool.
But if DeMarcus is throwing a fit that day, we're all screwed.
I mean, to be fair, he throws a fit most days.
No, exactly, and what's happened to us most days?
Yeah.
Precisely my point. Yes.
All the L's.
All the L's. Like, our L category is, like, impressive. I'm sorry. So, we're 18-27 overall.
Sure.
Cavs are 30-14 overall. So, literally flipped, basically.
Basically. And the thing is, though, they've lost, six out of their last eight games.
Cavs?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking, too, because they've been kind of, like, in a rough spot this last couple weeks as well. And I know that they're definitely, LeBron is definitely not happy with losing to the Kings.
No. Well, he's not. Like, he got pissed off a couple of days ago and basically said, like, we need a bleeping playmaker, all that stuff like that. Saying
right.
We need a point guard, which kind of flies in the face of Kyrie Irving. It's like, oh, we need a playmaker. And Kyrie's probably sitting out there looking around like, but
who am I? Yeah.
I don't know what you want from me.
Right.
But, you know, then there's all the thing with him and Kevin Love because basically before they won the title last year, the whole thing was just like, oh, yeah, they don't like Kevin Love. And then they win a title, and it's like, oh, okay, cool, Kevin Love.
Right.
And now we're back again to where it's just like, because they had a report out that they were trying to trade basically one for one, do the Carmelo Anthony for Kevin Love thing, and that got shot down or whatever. And now Kevin Love's probably got an answer for that every single time he does, like, any kind of interview. It's like, you know, you're almost trading for Carmelo. He's like, oh, God, we have to do this again.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so we're going to do this again. I got a ring, and I'm still going to deal with this. Okay, all right.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, yeah, the Kings, they're 18-27. Like, they can beat teams or whatever. Like, you know, if it's a good day, they can beat the Cavaliers. If it's a good day, they might be able to beat the Spurs or something like that. But mm-hmm. And they can beat the bad teams. They can beat the Suns. They can beat the Nets. They sure. can beat teams like that. But it's just, like, DeMarcus was, what, like, one rebound away from a triple-double last night? Mm-hmm. Like, he's basically, you know, or one assist, sorry, away from a triple-double. And, like, he has to do every single thing for the team. Like, he has to be the guy that facilitates. He has to be the guy that gets threes. Because even last night, he was 0 for 5, but everybody's still trying to shoot those threes, still trying to, like, do every single thing he can. And, you know, basically, what, once every three games or whatever, it works, and they get the win.
So, true. I get it.
But then you got, on the other end of the country, well, halfway, in the middle of the country, in Oklahoma City.
Exactly.
Our boy.
There's yes, we
Russell.
Love him. I'm telling you, Russell is my guy this year.
He is like the epitome of
put the team on my back.
That and also like, so you know, I've heard basically, you know, people talk about like Bomani Jones basically talk about how if like it's like a 6 footer below athlete, you don't want any parts of that guy because he had to go through a lot just to get to where he's at. You don't yeah. want to fight him. It's not like, don't fight Nate Robinson. That's right. not going to go well for you kind of thing.
Right.
And Russell's not that. Russell's like 6'4", basically. So he's like a, you know, taller dude. But he plays like someone basically told him, like, if you don't act like you want to fight everybody, you're cut.
All my life I've had to fight.
That's the thing. He just, like, I've never seen anybody that mad
that
all the time.
But he does, he,
like,
but
what did
it.
The rim do to you? Like, he just, like, dunks so vicious. Like, I showed you the thing before
yes,
we went
always
on.
Always an exclamation point with everything.
Every time. Like,
everything.
Like, I showed you before we even came on. Like, he had this dunk. It wasn't a dunk, but it was almost a dunk on Rudy Gobert.
Right.
Like, he tried, and he, like, you know, cocked it back and everything else like that and tried to dunk all over Gobert. And Gobert's, like, 7'2", and blocks everybody. And he missed out on it by, like, a half an inch. And, like, he has no fear. And also, the man, outside of one reach-in by Patrick Beverley, like, 4 years ago or something like that, where he hurt his knee, mm-hmm. never gets hurt.
Yeah,
ever.
I was gonna say, yeah, he's like, a little...
Yeah. he, like, his body, like, he just never gets hurt.
He never gets hurt. And I feel like he attacks and is so aggressive that you would think he would get hurt a little bit more. Because he goes, like how you said... No fear.
No.
Up against the biggest guys. Doesn't mm-hmm. care. Hits them. They're going to get injured. He's fine. Like, he's like.
I imagine he had like a. I don't know this about him. I don't know the Westbrook family. But I imagine he had like an older brother who was like 6 years older than
right.
him, who
he
was like 7'5"
exactly.
and just like got
the
beat up all the time.
Who had to grow up fighting. So
yeah.
he's used to it. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. So now in the NBA, he's just like, oh, this is the same thing. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just going to go head first. No, it's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like if I just like okay, so it's basically the thing of okay, put it like this.
Uh-huh.
Marshawn Lynch.
Right.
Right. There's an interview that he did with I think it was like either 60 Minutes or Showtime or something like that, right?
Right.
And it was towards either the end of his playing career or was when he was already retired. And, you know, they're asking him like, you know, his running style and everything else like that. And to paraphrase Marshawn, he basically was just like he figured out that like if you just go at a dude
over and over again,
people aren't going to want to take it. Like, they're not going to want to do it.
I remember this interview. And over and over.
And I feel like that's Westbrook. I feel like Westbrook's just like, if I just go straight at them every single time. Like
eventually they'll move out my way.
Yeah. It's just like.
Because they're going to realize I'm not stopping. Like,
yeah.
I am going
to
hit you.
Yeah, like, you can reach in, you can try and foul him, whatever, but he's still going to, like, try to just dunk all over you. Like, it's not one of those things where it's just like, oh, let's move around, let's try to get a layup. No,
right.
dunks. No, dunks in your face every time.
So last night, the Thunder defeated the Pelicans in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
114-105. Russell had his 23rd triple-double of the season,
mm-hmm.
which also equated to his 60th overall, correct?
Yes.
60th overall.
So now he's fifth all-time
so
ahead of Larry Bird.
Fifth, yep. We talked about that earlier in the week. I touched on it, I believe, Tuesday in the basketball podcast about how he was tied at that time at 59 with Larry Bird. But now with that 60th overall triple-double, he, you know, bumps up to being fifth solely by himself. So that's a great thing for Russell. He's continued to – and I'm telling you, he is – I'm still sticking with the whole he's going to average a triple-double –
Yeah.
All season. This is the season to have it happen.
Yeah. No, he's going to try and do it because at this point, you know, like he's talked about this before. He's like, you know, like when he got snubbed for the All-Star thing or whatever else like that, he's just like, I want to play for All-Stars. I want rings or whatever. And that's fine. Like, I totally get that. Like, you want to win a championship. Also, you want to win a championship just to, like, literally hold it over Durant's face and just, like, look at him, just like, look what I did.
Sure.
Kind of thing. But he's also someone who, like we talked about, you know, DeMarcus has to do everything. Russell has to do everything for that team. And he's talented enough, and at least one of the other people on the Thunder is talented enough in, like, Oladipo, and Steven Adams at least does, like, a lot of, like, other, like rebounding and defensive things. Yeah. Like, their team is fine. It's not any kind of, like, championship good, but they're, like, good enough to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And, like, they're going to be, I don't know, probably, like, the seventh seed or something like that, maybe six if they can get on a roll, 6-5, something like that. But he's at least doing stuff to get them into the playoffs, because that's what the whole thing, whether it was Kevin Love never made the playoffs, Kyrie Irving never made the playoffs, Chris Bosh only made, like, the eighth seed and got bounced in the first round, like, at least it was a Westbrook, like, he may get, like, a 7-6-5 seed or something like that. He's at least proving that, like, you know, if he's the number one guy, you can at least have something around him. And, like, I think I told you this last Thursday, like, this is his I am now single, I'm going to do whatever I want phase. Like, he was with Durant, and he had to kind of share the ball and everything else like that. He couldn't just go wild every single time.
Right.
Now Durant left, and he's like, oh! Now I can do all these things?
Yep.
Like, all of them? Like, I don't have to pass? Oh, I got this. Okay, let's go. Let's go. Oh, I can shoot, like, 40 times a game? That's legal? Oh, let's. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So he's, like, the triple-double, because I get these updates on my phone, right? Mm-hmm. I get these updates every single time. Like, you know, whenever there's a close game with, like, 4 minutes to go, it's like an update, you know, the Wizards and Cavs or, you know, whoever's playing is, you know, the Wizards are up 98-97 with 4 minutes to go. Like, it'll give me these updates.
Yeah.
Then there are also these updates that'll say if someone did something important, like, you know, someone scores like 60 or something like that, or if Durant gets a triple-double. I get those, or Durant, Westbrook gets a triple-double. I get those updates now seemingly every day. Every day. Look, I'm like, oh, he did it again. Look at that. Because, like, you look at it, you know, 27, 12, and 10 last night, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of the last 9 games, he's had a triple-double. And the other game, one of those other games, he had 21, 14, and 9.
I was going to say it was just one shy. Remember that.
So he's, like, basically every single night trying to get a triple-double. He's 30, 10, and 10 right now, which is a nice kind of, like, round number all the way around with, like, the 30, 10, and 10. It looks nice, everything else like that. He's trying to be Oscar Robertson. I think I saw something, like, you were pointing out on ESPN, like, he has, like, what, like, a 62% chance or something like that right now. Like, I don't know
how you average.
I don't know how you calculate those odds. Like, I don't know what they do to, like, figure it out. Maybe it's just, like, you're playing terrible teams and you just assume he's going to do it or something. Like, I don't know how you figure that out. But, you know, I mean, the team right now, like, you know, they're 46 games into the season and, you know, 27-19, they're, you know, have a winning record. They're, you know, winning recently. They beat the Pelicans and the Jazz. I mean, they lost to the Clippers and Warriors, but they're a playoff team, so fine. Like, you get that.
Right.
But, you know, just I love watching him. I love it so much.
Yeah, it's going to be a great season, so we're still going to see definitely a lot more coming from him.
Mm-hmm.
He's on it. And with that, I'm just excited for it. I really am. I am excited for him to see that and in the end how it's going to wrap up this season.
I'm with you. Like, I just want to see something historic. Like, people have given me crap, you know, for the other sports, like football, right? Like, my team is the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And the Patriots are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't care. I will root for them because I want to see Tom Brady.
Blah, no.
Well, here's, like, I want to see him be, if he gets 5 rings, basically I have to be like, yeah, he's the best quarterback of all time.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't see Montana play. I watched the very last season of Dan Marino.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I didn't see Elway. Like, I didn't see these dudes play where everyone's like, oh, they're the best. Like, okay, fine, they probably are, but I didn't watch the play. Like, if Brady wins 5th, pretty much you have to say he's the best of all time. And I can say, like, yeah, I saw all of his Super Bowls. I saw the, like, different stages of him. Like, I saw the best quarterback of all time. Also,
I see what you're saying.
Excuse me. Also, I want to see the awkwardness of Goodell giving him the trophy. I'm here for these jokes. I want to see Goodell look really awkward and be like, here. Like, I want to see that, like, just, like, for pure comedic purposes.
Right.
You know, and I could put those things aside. Like, I can put aside the fact that it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, it's the rival team or whatever. It's like, no, that's fine. Like, I want to see it for these two reasons. I can totally separate those things.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I get where you're coming from. I'm just always an underdog. I always go for the underdog.
Yeah, makes sense.
If it's not my team, I go for the underdog.
Right.
But anyway, so with that, we're going to cut it to our first break. And when we come back, we're going to get you guys updated on the Australian Open. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concept Sports Podcast. We'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. All right. So we talked about...
All right. What? You're like, welcome back. I just got to say this because I got to say this. All right. Good. Let's get to the good stuff.
So we talked about the NBA. We talked about DeMarcus. We talked about Russell Westbrook. So now we're going to go to tennis. And so basically the finals are set up. What?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
This lasts all the time. Sorry, let's. Okay, sorry, we're good. Now, we just lost my train of thought. So basically, the finals are almost set now for both the men's and women's. For the women's, you got the Williams sisters, Venus and Serena.
Whoop, whoop.
They're going to face off against each other again for basically the 28th time. And in the men's, so far, you got Roger Federer back in the finals again, and you have the potential of having it against Nadal, which is basically. That's basically all I wanted, right? I wanted a Nadal and Federer,
and
I wanted the Williams sisters because, like, I just want, like, historic things. Like, there's certain things that, like...
They gave the people what we wanted.
Basically, yes. Like, and I want Tiger to win another tournament, like, another major. Like, I want these things to say, like, all right, cool, one more time. Like,
just
that's all...
one more time for nostalgia.
Yeah. Like, that's all, like, I really want.
One more time for the culture.
Because as I was growing up, like, I was watching Federer win. I was watching Nadal win. I was watching Tiger win. I was watching the Williams sister win. Like, I was watching all these things.
I want Barry Bonds to get in the Hall of Fame.
I want Barry Bonds to play again. I don't care about the Hall
know,
of Fame.
Too.
I just want... So here's the thing, like, would you not...
Mark McGwire.
No, here's the thing. Would you not... Honest to God. Like, I understand Barry Bonds, what, like, 50 years old, something like that? Like, he's old.
I don't care.
That's fine. Like, would you not... Like, how old is Barry Bonds?
I would pay to see it. The only person that's leaving, giving us,
52.
Like, keeping our hopes alive and keeping us happy, my guy Vince Carter.
That's yes.
Yes.
He still does 360s. Not 360 dunks, but he still can do, like, 360 things.
Yes.
Also, if you have a chance, Google Vince Carter top 100 dunks.
Happy birthday, Vince.
It's great. Oop-oop. It is his birthday today. 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Been playing since 1997
my dad was
or something like that. Been playing a long time. He's still decent. Like, he's still... Like an okay player.
He slept on.
I want him to get a ring. That's the thing. I want him to get a ring.
He taught all these players today how to play the game.
He taught them all how to dunk out of their minds.
Yes.
Okay, so we got distracted.
Anyways,
so
Back to tennis.
So, yeah, but the thing, like, I want to see, like, the historic things. And that's no disrespect or whatever to other people that are coming up. You had, you know.
They're just like, it's a classics.
Right. It's something where, you know, the people going right now, if it is Nadal, you have things where, you know, Federer is the best, right? At least, you know, by the numbers or whatever. He has the most, you know, championships. So he, because he beat Sampras, so he has the most. So it's like, okay, cool. So he's the best.
Right.
But Nadal is, like, literally, like, right behind him, tied for second. And Nadal is always the one that beat him when they were kind of in their, you know, at their peaks.
Right.
The Williams sisters, yeah, Serena's the better one because she's got 22. And I think Venus has, what, 7 of them. So, you know. Serena
match up.
What's that? No, I mean, just in general, just the grand slams they have, like, one has 22 and one has 7. So they're both.
Venus has 7.
Yeah. And Serena has 22, which is tied for the most in, like, the open era.
Right.
And, you know, I guess, you know, between the two of them, either A, Serena wins, now she has 23. Now she has the most in the open era, and she's one away from Margaret Court, who has 24, but she played
overall,
back when it was, like, those wooden rackets and it wasn't the same kind of thing, different game.
Yeah.
You know, and if Venus gets it, then she's got age. She's top 10 all time as far as mm-hmm. actual majors go. So it's a nice little thing for her. Plus, she's 36 years old and
right.
she's probably not going to play that much longer.
Correct.
But, and on the other side, you know, you got Nadal who's going to play at 12:30 in the morning today, trying to go to the finals. And if he can do it, then he beats Sampras. And all of a sudden, he's a couple of majors behind Federer. And he may not catch Federer, but at least mm-hmm. then he's like second all time. And you can say, like, okay, these two guys were number one and number two all time
right.
in their respected, not even eras, because it was the same pretty much era. Just Federer got started a little bit beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I do like seeing these things, like I said, whether it was Tiger Woods. Whether it's,
yeah.
you know, was watching people, it's like a nostalgia thing, right? It's one of those things where it's
it
just
is.
Like, I remember this guy when he was like at his peak
mm-hmm.
and they're not that anymore. Like they're nowhere near what they used to be because, you know, Father
just
Time
age,
undefeated, all that
yeah.
kind of thing like that. Like that kind
wear
of stuff
and tear
will happen.
On the body, yeah.
yeah. Wear and tear on the body and all that. Like, I mean, Federer's 35 years old, which in tennis years is really, really, really
right.
old. Like that's not exactly how you're supposed to be doing it. When you're that old, like usually when you're like 32, it's like, okay, cool, you're going to go now, like, bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
And Federer really hasn't done anything past that age, but he's still making it to semifinals, quarterfinals, and now finals. And Serena, same thing. Serena's 35, and it's different for, like, the women's side. The women, once you get to, like, 29, it's like, okay, you got
yeah,
to go now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just, like, the anomaly because she also had, like, a four-year gap in the middle of everything
mm-hmm.
where she was just like, yeah, I don't care about tennis.
Right.
But I do hope. So what I basically want, I just want Serena to win.
Okay, so you want Serena to win.
I want Serena to win just so that way she can have 23 and then
yep.
she can be the best, at least in the open era all time. And then she'll probably get two more because I don't think she's stopping anytime soon because she's basically
like yeah, it's on her, like she's tasting it. So might as well just
well, she's
run,
like,
and let it go.
I think every single match she's had, she's won in straight sets. Like I don't think she's gone to a third set this whole time. Like at least Venus did last time, but
mm-hmm.
she was also going up against, you know, another ranked person like in Vandeweghe, who's really good as well.
Yeah.
And Serena's just been, like, mowing through people. And, I mean, she's still, like, it's not like she's, like, winning these sets, like, really, you know,
close,
barely.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no. Everything's, like, 6-1, 6-2, 6-3, 6-2. Like, every time it's just like, oh, okay, cool. So you're just, like, so much better than everybody else.
Right.
And it just seems like she's just, like, the only time she loses is when she's just kind of like, okay, I don't really care today. But then she can just come back, and all of a sudden, now she's making it to another finals.
Mm-hmm.
And on the men's side, I kind of want it to be Nadal because Nadal always seemed like he had more, like, not fun doing it, but it was always, like, more of, like, a flair kind of a thing with him.
Okay.
And he, like, I want him to get up to Federer. Like, I want him to, like,
oh, okay.
get up to that.
To that, okay.
To that, like, top,
that
top.
Level, yeah.
Right, and he's, I think, three behind Federer right now, so I want him to get up tied with Federer
mm-hmm.
because he would always beat Federer, and if he can have more championships than Federer, then it's like, okay, cool, Nadal's the best of all time, and he won, like,
okay.
got,
yeah.
like, 9 out of 10 French Opens in a row because that was basically his surface. Like, he won that thing every single time. So, yeah, that's kind of what I don't know. What about you?
Well, I want Serena to win
mm-hmm.
just because, like you said, I want her to get that.
Right.
Record. But I don't know. Because at the same time, it's still kind of cool on Venus's side because, you know, being older
mm-hmm.
and, like you said, to get that top 10. But I don't know. Because, and we, right before when we were on break, Anthony and I, we were looking up their stats, especially when competing against one another, the Williams sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And Serena typically wins more often
yeah.
when face off against Serena. So that's pretty interesting as well. Because when you just look at them as competitors against one another, it's the odds are in Serena's, excuse me, in Venus's favor. So that's going to be interesting to see just because, one, like we were talking about, she's, Venus is getting a little bit older, and how you were saying Serena is just tearing people up.
Yeah, like Venus will, like Venus is doing this, and it's kind of like an impressive thing. It's like, oh, okay, wow, she
yes.
made it back to the semifinals
exactly.
and now the finals to where Serena, it's like, oh yeah, okay, cool, that makes
right,
sense.
Right. So honestly, either way, I'm gonna be happy for whoever because it's both gonna be a big deal for either one.
Right.
But I don't know. I think I'm still pulling for Serena. But then she can, she still has more in her, so she can always come back and get those titles to, you know, up the record, her ranks in the record book.
So since the last major, the U.S. Open of 2014, right?
Right.
She, Serena, hasn't made it any worse than the semifinals, like every single time. So the last, you know, basically 10 times, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's gone to at least the semifinals, and she's won 5 of them.
See, and that's what I'm saying. So she could definitely come back.
Right.
It's not.
She's, you know, and she's in the final.
This is familiar. Yeah, this is real familiar for Serena. Whereas, like, with Venus, I don't know how many more.
Right.
How much more she got left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then on the other side of that, since that same thing, since 2014, she's only made it, Venus has only made it to the quarterfinals 3 times in the semifinal, or 4 times, because that doesn't include right now.
Uh-huh.
So she's made it to the quarterfinals 4 times, the semifinals 1 time, and the finals once.
See, yeah.
So she's like, this is like a rarity. Like,
she got to get this one.
Right. Before this final, she hasn't made it to an actual final of a major since 2009.
Yeah, she needs
so it's been like a minute since she's been at the top of this, and she hasn't won anything since 2008.
Yeah.
So it's been almost a decade, which is also kind of insane that she's been able to stay a decade.
That's what I was going
to
say. Yes.
Like, she won the 6 or the, the 1-7. And the last one she won was 2008, and it's 2017. So she still has the talent, because both of them had basically just had all the tennis talent wrapped into one.
Right.
And, you know, she's back there now. Yeah, I guess it'd be kind of like with Serena, like, okay, I get the one that I can retire or whatever at the end of the year, and she can get the one.
And that would be kind of nice. Your last one is just beating your sister and then hanging it up.
But I've also seen them, like, when they talk about it, like, they don't like playing each other because – like, Serena kind of has that, like, kind of Westbrook drive in her where she's just like, bleep you, I'm going to do this. Yes. She has that, too. She has that, like, this, I'm going to, like, you know, do this and embarrass you and whatever.
Yes.
And, but they don't like facing each other because it's not the same kind of thing. Like, you know,
it's still your sister.
It's still your sister, but it's not, like, the same kind of, like, I want to beat you. Like, they both are just kind of like, eh. Like, it's not, like, I've seen them talk about it. It's not the same kind of thing when they face each other.
They don't
want
to destroy.
Right. Like,
it's one thing when it's your sister.
Yeah. Like, if you beat Sharapova, like, Serena's beaten Sharapova, like, 90,000 times in a row. Like, she's just like, all right, cool, let's gonna do this again. And she can get up for that. But it's different with this because it's not, like, it's just a different mindset with them. And it's not, like, a thing where it's just like, oh, you want to beat your sibling. Like, they've done this.
Yeah.
28 times.
Yeah.
You know, it's not anything. It's just like, oh, this will be fun for the first time. It's like, no, we've done this.
Or the second time or the 11th time.
We've done this dozens of times. Literally dozens of times.
Yes. So we'll see what happens with that one. But I think I want Serena.
Yeah, I think I'm still on Serena. I like all this stuff. I just want to see, again, like I said with the Brady thing, I want to see the best. And I want to see people be the best. And she's.
But then
best.
Venus might just do it one time for the one time and just call it a day.
And it's like, all right, I got my 8. I got my top 10 of all time. All right, cool.
I can sit happy.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and then with that, we're going to cut it to our last break. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. We will be right back.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. So the final segment we're going to do, still NBA, but we're basically just going to talk about kind of Dwayne Wade. He's in Chicago and...
LeBron
you know,
James.
He and LeBron used to be teammates in Miami along with Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh.
And now poor Chris Bosh. Now he's got the blood clots. He can't play. He's trying to play, but they're basically saying, like, yeah, we're not allowing you to potentially die on the court. And then we got to, like, explain that to people. But so, I mean, that's the thing, though. That's the thing why they're freaked out, because he's basically. Because he could have, like, a thing where it's like, because blood clots aren't something to play with.
Literally. No, true.
And. True.
So and he's been dealing with it for a while.
Yeah, and he's been dealing for, like, literally years. Like, they'll just kind of, like, spring up, and all of a sudden, like, it could be potentially literally deadly.
Dead, yeah.
But now you got LeBron in Cleveland, because they all used to play in Miami. Now LeBron's in Cleveland, and Wade's in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And now with this whole thing with Chicago is basically you have him and Jimmy Butler against the world, right?
Because
Jimmy Butler's great. You know, a top 10 player in the NBA, plays offense, plays defense, does everything you pretty much want out of a player, and has gotten a lot better offensive efficiency, everything else this year. Like, he's become a lot better player over the last few years. And Dwayne saw that and was just like, oh, okay, cool. Like, let's go play over there. Because either he wanted to play in his hometown of Chicago or near his hometown of Chicago.
Right.
Or he wanted to play with Jimmy Butler. Either way, he decided, all right, I'm going to leave Miami. I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. Which, fine. Like, y'all understand that that people want to kind of try different things.
Which is fine.
He goes to Chicago and he realizes that, oh, okay, this is not the same thing.
Yes.
Because it's basically just those two yelling at, you know, Mirotić or anybody else on the team. Like, they're yelling at the coach, too. They're yelling at Hoiberg all the time. Like, they're not any type of a cohesive team. They brought in Rajon Rondo, which that wasn't a good idea. Like,
don't even get me started on Rajon.
Rondo's, like, a really talented player. He's just also an insane person. Like, he's very – how can I put this? So, I have a theory,
okay,
right?
I'm listening.
It's called middle school rebellion theory. Here's the thing with the middle school rebellion theory. Like, I made this up one day when I was bored, but it's basically okay, so you know when you're young, right? Like, elementary school or whatever, like, you know, your parents tell you, clean your room.
Fourth, fifth grade.
Right. But your parents tell you, like, clean your room, take out the trash, like, whatever. And you're like, okay, because you're like seven or eight.
Yes.
But you'll do it. It's like, okay. And you go. But by the time you get to, like, middle school, right? And they tell you to take out the trash, you start saying, like, well, why? Like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, why am I taking out the trash? I don't want to take out the trash. I don't want to clean my room. I don't want to do this. Like, you start kind of, like, rebelling. It's like, I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get older and older, you kind of get more stubborn about, like, I don't want to do this. And it becomes the difference between asking someone to take out the trash and telling someone to take out the trash. If you ask them, like, hey, can you take out the trash? They're like, all right, fine. But if you're like, take out the trash, you're like, no.
Right.
Go to hell. I'm not doing this. Like, no. Like, I'm not doing this, you know, it basically becomes like a stubborn pride, ego kind of thing at that point, right?
Okay.
So, you know, that all starts in like middle school and it gets more and more as you get older, and you know, as you go. And some people are like more than others. Like, some people just kind of be like, okay, that's fine. I get it. I respect authority. If you're the coach, I'll do this. And some people are just like, no, I'm smarter than you. I'm not doing this. Rondo has that. Rondo has that, like, don't tell me what to do. I'm smart. I know what I'm doing. I can do this and that. He's fought with basically every single coach he had.
Right.
Be it George Karl, be it Doc Rivers, be it Fred Hoiberg. Like, he's fought with pretty much the Carlisle thing when he was in Denver or in Dallas. He basically got benched for the playoffs because he was just doing all types of insane stuff. Like, he's always been the person that's like, I'm smarter than you. I can do this. I can do that. And don't tell me what to do kind of thing.
Put some respect on his name.
Exactly. And now he's over in Chicago and just he got benched again. By the coach.
Yeah.
And
he did. Rajon Rondo night.
Yeah. And now that whole team is struggling, and Dwayne Wade's probably just like, yeah, leaving Miami probably wasn't a good idea. Probably should have stayed there. And not that he would have been any better in Miami, because Miami's a bad team this year, and they probably would have been a little bit better this year if he was still on the team. But it's also one of the things where he's someone that, you know, can help build a team, carry a team, and get them to at least the playoffs. And he's talking about, like, oh, if Jimmy Butler's gone, maybe I leave also. Like, it all depends on Jimmy. And if he leaves, like, I don't know where you go. Do you go to Cleveland to basically hang out with your boy LeBron again? Do you go back to Miami? And he's like, okay, I messed up.
Retire.
I'm sorry.
He'll be chilling.
I mean, he's 35 years old. Like, he's close to that, too. And the way he played, he was playing that, like, Russell Westbrook style where he would just go face first and the buzzsaw. And now his body's kind of like, you know, hurting because of it. But it's just like an interesting thing with him. And now you got LeBron over in Cleveland basically saying our team stinks, which I guess if you lose 6 out of 8.
It's all day to come to the Kings.
I mean, if you lose to the Kings, I mean, look. Like, I understand I'm a fan of the Kings. But also, I mean, like, if you lose to the Kings in at home in Cleveland, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah,
like, that's not.
Get it together.
You need to look at your team and be like, why are we terrible right now? Just have him yell at everybody. Just like, you stink, you stink, you stink.
But do you think that they even listen to him? Honestly, as a teammate. LeBron's in your face.
Well, JR doesn't listen to anybody. No.
Kyrie.
You gave the wrong person. Like, JR Smith doesn't listen to the president. He doesn't listen to anybody. JR Smith knows what he wants.
Any of the guys on Cleveland. Bron's in your face. Do you just push him out the way and be like, bruh, I hear you, but get out my face? Like,
I mean, probably, because he honestly,
like,
LeBron probably.
In the locker room, if Bron is getting in my ear, I'm like, dude.
Well, because thing
get
is, LeBron,
because
LeBron probably tries to be like the coach or whatever. He's like, oh,
like
no, we need
dad.
To run this play.
Like, he tries
you
to
didn't
be
run
your
this.
Dad, and he's not your dad.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, dude, don't come at me like you're my dad. Just come at me like.
And Kevin Love is probably just like, man, I swear to God, you say this one more time.
Yes.
I know. LeBron, I know. Yes. Outlet pass.
That's
yes.
What I'm
fine.
Saying.
Screen.
Outlet
yes.
Pass.
LeBron, I get it. Yes. Okay. Because he's heard it so many times. He's just
that's
like.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So and, when he throws his little fits, I mean, I love LeBron. Don't
right.
get me wrong. But I'm just saying. What we're seeing here right now,
mm-hmm.
Bronny's throwing a tantrum.
Well, he's also.
Am I listening or am I just clicking on my beats? Am I putting my headphones on and just being like, uh huh, yeah, bro, yeah, I feel it. I hear where you're coming from.
Well, he's also the most passive aggressive athlete probably in the history of sports, and it's because he'll do the thing like where he will say something like this. Last time he was actually super direct and he was just like, no, we need to get a point guard. We need to get a playmaker,
yeah.
da, da, da. Like, he was actually going super, like, hard at the whole thing with that. And he was trying to actually be, you know, aggressive with it this time.
Sure.
But, you know, he was also, you know, someone who, in his, like, Twitter, in his tweets or whatever, basically saying, like, you know, we need to do this and that, you know, if we win a title. You know, if we want to win a title, dot, 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 if that's what they want to do. And it's like, oh, there's passive-aggressive LeBron again. There he is. He didn't go aggressive. He went passive-aggressive again because they always do the thing where it's just like, you know, he would just, like, put these, like, quotes up or everything else like that that was, like, kind of those, like, are you taking a shot? That's a
right.
shot.
Right,
a shot
right,
at
right.
somebody. But with all that said, the Cavs are still going to make the finals. Like, we can talk all like, oh, he's doing this yelling, you know, questioning everybody on the team. There's no one in the East that's going to beat him. So he's just trying to basically make his own version of a super team for when they have to face the Warriors.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all it is. It's just like I'm trying to basically
build up for that time.
Yeah, like I have my giant, you know, Megazord and you have your Ultron. Like I'm trying to basically just like, you know, fight each other. Like we're just trying to basically get the best thing we possibly can.
So we'll see how his tantrums continue because he'll be over it. He's got to get a win. He just doesn't like losing.
He may do his trip to Miami where he takes 2 weeks off and all of a sudden he comes back bigger, stronger, faster for whatever reason. You know, he can do that too.
Oh, my gosh. So true. So we'll see. I mean, the Kings beat them, so I'm happy. So I'm
right.
good. They do need a win, though, so that they can just get back on track and get it together because he's not going to have it any longer.
No.
He might quit the team. He might legitimately just be like, you know what? Like how you said, I quit till playoffs. And, yeah, I'll better get to playoffs. That's what he's going to.
He's like, I'm taking an injury break.
Yeah.
I'm coming back.
I love Bronny so much. I do.
I'm coming back in April. If you guys haven't got this stuff figured out in that time, I'm leaving you guys. Like, I'm not coming back next year.
I'm not coming back. Ask the Heat.
Yeah.
He's like, you think I'm playing?
Yeah. Well, ask Dan Gilbert the first time. Ask Dan Gilbert in 2010.
Yeah.
Ask him if I'll leave. He knows. I'll do it again. I went from loved to hated to loved again. I can go back to hated. That's fine.
I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. And so, I love LeBron so much, though. I really do. But with that, we are going to cut it. Actually, not to a break. We're wrapping it up.
Yeah, this is the end.
This is a wrap up. This is the end. This is the end. So, you have been listening to the Golden State Media Concept Sports Podcast. I'm Pauline.
And I'm Anthony.
He's Anthony. And are you doing sports tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right. Anthony's going to be in here doing sports tomorrow. I'm not.
Nope.
Oh, don't miss me too much. It's okay. I'll be back on Monday with sports. Today's Thursday.
Yes.
All right. So, yes, I will be back on Monday. So, we'll talk to you guys soon.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.